Lisa Graham.
This is from I Can Barely Take Care of Myself by Jen Kirkman. I went on a business trip one weekend, and the guy who drove the shuttle from the parking lot to the airport said, "Where are you headed?" "New York City," I told him. He got all bright-eyed. "New York City? I've always wanted to go there, but I only know about it from those Sex and the City repeats." I was delighted. I realized that my subtle streaks of racism had kept me from ever even thinking I'd get to talk about one of my favorite TV shows with a straight, middle-aged black guy. "Can I ask you a question, Ms. New York? Now let me guess, are you a Carrie, a Samantha, a Charlotte, or a Miranda? No, wait, let me guess." He took one look at the motorcycle boots I was wearing and said, "Damn, girl. Looking at those shoes, you ain't any one of them ladies." This is from The Big Book of Female Killers by Tori Telfer. There's something so seductive about the word murderess. It's mostly that serpentine double S at the end that gives the word its poisonous charm. But murderesses, we're into them. We like them clever, glamorous, powerful, and built for a compelling Hollywood biopic. Everything that the average female serial killer from the past century or so is not. But the first known female serial killer, that's a whole different story. She was the type of girl to really put the double S into murderess. A woman who history hasn't been able to stop immortalizing, vampirizing, and sexualizing since records of her trial were discovered in the 1720s. I'm talking about the queen of all serial killers, the OG female sadomasochist, the woman who inspired not one, not two, but 8 black metal band names, the dreadful Hungarian countess herself, Elizabeth Bathory. This is from Small Blue Thing by Madison Smart Bell. First of all, it wasn't a raven. I am not a raven, thank you very much. Thank you, no applause, please. They always get it wrong. A raven, an actual raven with a 5-foot wingspan and a beak like a samurai sword, probably wouldn't even have fit in the freaking house. I am a crow, thanks very much. An American common crow. Corvus brachyrhynchos. Harsh call, ragged shadow on the lawn. Poetic license is what they call it. When they get it wrong. Nevermore? Never said it. The first word out of my mouth was a simple hello. Not fantastically original, I grant you. It was just hello. Just to fill up the dead air and create a distraction while I sidled toward the mantelpiece.